Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll will be in Brockton today for the groundbreaking of the Brockton Housing Resource Center. And the Lieutenant Governor joins us this morning to preview that event. Lieutenant Governor, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Morning, Dan. Great to be with you.
So what will be taking place at this groundbreaking today?
Yeah, we're excited to be partnered up with Father Bills and Mainspring as they start the process for building a fully supportive services program for individuals who are homeless. And it's really a breakthrough model that will have both a day center, low barrier access for folks who may be experiencing homelessness, along with permanent supportive housing. And most importantly, those wraparound services that are just so critical for keeping people housed.
And of course, housing is a big issue across the state.
You know, it's the number one issue we hear about no matter where we are, whether it's Brockton, Boston, Springfield, you know, even in places where housing may be a little bit more affordable, it's not more affordable to the people who are living there. And it's one of the reasons that we're, you know, really leaning in as a state, forming our own housing cabinet secretariat position with the goal of accelerating the pace of housing. Right now, we are 200,000 housing units short. It is leading to the high price of housing and so many people facing homelessness. So we are committed to really working hard, and, you know, projects like this are a big piece of trying to help housing at all levels. This is for our most vulnerable population, but we are working with Brockton and the mayor on housing at all levels.
And this is just one of the initiatives you've been tackling in the administration. How has this first year in office been so far?
Well, I think we're in 115 days or so. It's been quite a whirlwind. Excited about the team we're building out. Both the governor and I have a lot of gratitude, you know, with respect to being in these positions, and are working hard to try and make sure Massachusetts is competitive, that we remain an affordable place for working families, and that we're thinking about decisions we make today and how they're going to benefit us now and well into the future.
And what are some of those other big issues? Of course, we're talking about housing today, but what are some of the other really big issues you're looking to tackle?
Yeah, I mean, workforce is equally important. We know so many of the industries we all rely on are having a hard time hiring individuals, finding individuals that are available that have the skills that meet their needs. So leaning into the workforce programs that we operate, building more, particularly around, you know, four key areas: healthcare, advanced manufacturing, hospitality and services, and this whole new green future that we know is coming. So more will be, you know, happening on those fronts. We know that the climate crisis is upon us, and it's something that we're thinking about, especially with the federal resources that are available. How do we match our needs today to prevent the worst of it and plan for ways that we can be better prepared, both on the ground and economically?
And also, Lieutenant Governor, I did want to get your thoughts on this. Massachusetts has become a big location for a lot of Hollywood films and some series. And, of course, now we have this Writers Guild strike going on. Are you worried about any kind of impact that could have here on Massachusetts?
I mean, it's such a valuable industry, and we all have our favorite shows that we watch. So we, you know, we certainly support the workers' rights to organize and hope that there's a speedy resolution.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Governor, of course, Lieutenant Governor, and, of course, the Brockton Housing Resource Center groundbreaking is taking place at 10 o'clock this morning at 124 Manley Street in Brockton. Lieutenant Governor, once again, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, and we'll be in the ground soon. Take care.
All right. Thank you.